Welcome back to Funded. I'm Skylar, and we're diving into some absolutely wild funding news today. Before we jump in, quick shout out to our sponsor, Limitless AI. They're helping founders scale their startups with intelligent automation tools. All right, buckle up because we've got everything from a mysterious $3 million AI tooling round to a bonkers $1.1 billion raise from Cerebras, plus some absolutely mind-blowing quarterly numbers that are going to make your head spin. Let's kick things off with Modelens. And honestly, I'm still trying to wrap my head around what exactly they do. They just raised $3 million to work on something called the Vibe Coding Stack for AI software. Now, that's either the most brilliant marketing term I've heard all year, or there's something genuinely innovative happening here that I'm not fully grasping yet. The company is essentially building tooling for the AI software development ecosystem, which is obviously a massive market right now. Every developer and their dog is trying to integrate AI into their workflows. So if Modelens has cracked the code on making that process smoother, $3 million might end up looking like a bargain. The funding details are pretty sparse, but what's interesting is that they're positioning themselves as infrastructure for the AI development stack, rather than just another AI application. That's smart positioning in a crowded market. TechCrunch covered this one, but I'm definitely keeping an eye out for more details on what exactly this vibe coding approach entails. Sometimes the most interesting companies are the ones that make you scratch your head at first. Now, this next one is absolutely wild. Cerebras Systems just closed a $1.1 billion funding round. Yes, you heard that right. Billion with a B. Here's the kicker, though. They actually filed to go public back in September 2024, but they're still private and raising massive rounds instead. So, what happened? Regulatory delays, specifically around foreign investments. This is becoming a pretty common story in the chip space, especially when you're dealing with AI hardware that could have national security implications. Cerebras makes these absolutely massive AI training chips. Think dinner plate-sized processors that are specifically designed for machine learning workloads. They're competing directly with NVIDIA in the AI infrastructure space, which is both incredibly lucrative and incredibly challenging. The fact that they can still raise over $1 billion while dealing with IPO delays tells you everything you need to know about investor appetite for AI hardware plays. This also highlights how geopolitical tensions are really starting to impact funding and exit strategies for hardware companies. I wouldn't be surprised if we see more companies in this space facing similar regulatory hurdles. All right, prepare to have your minds absolutely blown. North American startups raised $252.6 billion in Q1 of 2026. Let me repeat that. $252.6 billion in a single quarter. That's more than three times what was raised in the previous quarter, and it's the largest quarterly total in history. I mean, we're talking about a quarter of $1 trillion flowing into startups across seed through growth stage rounds. The Crunchbase data is showing activity surging across every single funding stage, which suggests this isn't just a few mega rounds skewing the numbers. This is broad-based investor confidence returning to the market in a major way. What's driving this? Well, AI is obviously a huge factor, but we're also seeing renewed interest in biotech, clean energy, and infrastructure plays. Interest rates stabilizing probably doesn't hurt either. For founders, this is obviously great news. More capital available means better valuations and more shots on goal. For investors, it suggests we might be entering another frothy period, so due diligence is going to be more critical than ever. The sustainability of these numbers is definitely something to watch. Last up today, let's talk about Neologic, which just raised a $10 million Series A to tackle one of the biggest challenges in AI infrastructure. Energy efficiency. Compass VC led the round with participation from AI Ventures, Maniv Mobility, and Lul Ventures. Now, here's why this matters way more than the relatively modest funding amount might suggest. Data centers are already consuming enormous amounts of energy, and AI workloads are making that problem exponentially worse. Traditional CPUs just weren't designed for the kind of parallel processing that modern AI requires, which means you're burning through electricity without getting optimal performance. Neologic is building server CPUs specifically optimized for AI data center workloads, which could be absolutely huge if they can deliver on the efficiency promises. The timing is perfect too. Every major cloud provider and enterprise is wrestling with the energy costs of their AI deployments. $10 million might seem small compared to some of the other deals we covered today, but in the chip space, that's actually pretty solid series of money, especially for a company that's still in the development phase. The investor lineup is interesting too. You've got Compass VC, which focuses on deep tech, plus some strategic players who understand the infrastructure market. That's a wrap on today's funding roundup. Huge thanks again to Limitless AI for sponsoring the show. Seriously, if you're a founder looking to scale efficiently, check them out. Don't forget to subscribe for daily funding updates because this market is moving fast and you don't want to miss the next billion-dollar round or quarterly record. Check the show notes for links to all the stories we covered today, and we'll catch you tomorrow with more funding news.